Are you ready? 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 Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm not ready. I thought I was ready, but I'm not ready. Are you ready? 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 Why am I not as ready as I thought I would be? It doesn't make any sense to me. I thought I was completely ready, and now I find that I was sort of ready, but not completely ready. But anyway, you're welcome. You're welcome, says Weirdos, Head Weirdos, Weirdos TV, Weirdos on the Radio, Radio Free Brooklyn. Welcome to the show. It's a hell of a time for you to show up and expect me to do a show for you. You think I'm just sitting here waiting to do a show for you? I certainly am. What else would I have to do but make up a show for you tonight? For this night, for you to listen to? I don't even know, you know, why, but it doesn't matter. The important thing is that you noticed and you're here. And we're glad, both me and myself, not I, are glad that you're here tonight to join us for this broadcast of Radio Free Brooklyn, 1-800-WEIRDOS Radio. The name of this episode is Delicate Times. Delicate times is what they are, folks. Delicate times, I mean it. Delicate times, it's really all the rage. You have to concede it. Delicate times, it's only a little ways longer, and then it becomes impossible. And I don't even understand why, but no one cares to tell me why. And it's not my fault. I didn't prescribe it. I didn't insist on any sort of magical interface. Red, non-yellow thing with a kind of an orange cover and made out of steel and tinfoil. That's what I'm talking about. We're here on Weirdos Radio tonight, just in time to tell you to go away. Tonight's episode is Go Away, Far Away With Me. Go away, far away with me. It doesn't make sense. Let's get back in the time machine then. Nothing happens in the time machine. You know that? Did you know that? See, it's a matter of getting on the right bus and, you know, making sure that each bus has a ticket and each bus is part of our environment. In fact, I can almost understand, but I can't quite understand. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm confused about it now, but I feel if I think about it enough, and it'll really become a thing, you know what I mean? Like just a whole kind of a thing, you know what I mean? It really could be happening, and it really could be happening, and but it's not. It's not happening, and I don't know why. I don't know why. I thought it would be perfect. I thought it would be just what everybody wanted. But it isn't. It's the other thing, the thing nobody wants. And I can't understand why nobody wants that. I want it. It's me. I'm here doing it for you. But somehow it just doesn't happen. Did you ever wonder about things like that? When they should happen, they could happen, but they don't happen. Nothing's happening. We'll be there soon enough. And there you'll know the difference between all the things that are happening and the things that aren't happening. I mean, I can see why things are different where you are. It's not the same as they are, you know, where I am. But it doesn't make it make any more sense, you know? It's still so confusing. I don't even know. It doesn't. Why would you think it doesn't make any sense if I said to you, you can go do that? You'd think it would just do it. I don't understand. It's as if it doesn't matter anymore and no one cares. Except me, of course. I care. I keep thinking about it all the time. And that's my life, is spent just contemplating it and thinking about it. It's possible. And if you've been listening to the show, you know what I mean. And I know you've been listening to the show because I know you know what I mean. By now, you figured it out. The show itself can have a transformative effect on you. If you've been listening to the show, it's already taken its toll, as it were. You know, made it possible for you to have that effect. But I don't understand. You should call the show 1-800-WEIRDOS, 800-934-7367. Call right now, 1-800-WEIRDOS, 800-934-7367. Call right now, 1-800-WEIRDOS, 800-934-7367. Call now, 1-800-WEIRDOS, 800-934-7367. What's so odd about that? That you can't seem to figure it out? Is it a problem you're having figuring it out? Because it seems so obvious to me. It seems so clear to me. mean, really, no matter what kind of transformative effect it's having on you, to me, it just seems completely clear. And I think you're questioning it for no apparent reason. I don't think you need to keep questioning it. Do you know what I mean? You know, when I say that, I think it's really true.
What the heck are you doing?
If you don't know what the heck I'm doing.
Hey, dude, that's pretty weird, man.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Absolutely brilliant.
Ah, thank you. Well, I know.
Hi, Danny. This is Tessa.
Hi. Yeah? Yeah.
You know me.
Yeah.
I remember you.
Yeah, of course, I remember you.
Of course you do.
Of course I do.
I just wanted to tell you that, the whole world knows
about.
What? The song is between your toes.
Oh, my God.
It's between the solar system and I don't know that.
And what?
It could cause death in the future.
Uh-oh.
Bye.
Bye.
If he didn't recognize my voice,
Bye.
If he didn't recognize my voice,
It's the only way. I tried it other ways, but it just doesn't work. It's not my fault, it's your fault, it's everybody's fault. It's the fault. Their fault, but it's really kind of a magical place that we found ourselves in tonight. I don't know, it feels different to me. Doesn't it feel different to you this week? Come on, you have to admit it. It's different this week. Something's changed. We're in a parallel dimension. You can accept that explanation, can't you? Come on. I can prove it to you if you just pay attention. Just keep. You have to pay attention to me. Not for very long. Just, you know, for the duration of the show, if you could just pay attention to me, it would be like a parallel universe where we exist together and. And then everything is just, you know, a fantastic imitation of the whole interactive nation. You know, that sort of a thing. It doesn't really matter. It's just important to me that you understand how important it is to me. That you understand, but it's not important unless you understand, which point it gets very important. Seems important to me, that's what I think, but that's because I live in a parallel universe. It's important to me, and that's why I keep on going. There's never an end. I can't stop until I. No matter how far I go. I've gone all the way and I'm still going. It doesn't even seem possible. If I were you, I wouldn't even think about it. It could be difficult for your brain. But for me, it's halfway, well, nearly halfway. And that means I get to tell you something again. I think I've told you this before, but just in case you didn't understand. This is the part that's important. You have to understand what I'm saying here, otherwise you'll have missed the whole point. So please, don't stop listening now. Listen and become a part of it. It's really important to me. I don't understand how you could not understand how important it is to me. It's really depressing. It makes me feel as if I didn't even try. But I half tried. I tried the other half. And it was worth it.
Wait, you didn't recognize my voice.
It's worth it. It's worth it, I think, you know. That's what I think, anyway. Maybe you disagree. I don't know. I don't know. It's impossible for me to tell because I don't know. And you keep thinking it isn't, but I keep saying it is. And then you don't even understand the thing that means the most to me. The thing that I tried to explain to you. It really doesn't matter. It's so important that I tell you all the things that matter. And if this doesn't matter, then it doesn't really make any sense to me. It's really a whole different problem than what I thought it would be, you know? So I could try telling it to you in another way. Maybe if I could explain it backwards, you know, that sort of thing. Dark bounce. It doesn't really help me. It seems really engaging, but nobody else is really paying attention. It doesn't matter. It's not important. It's only the end of the world, the end of my life, the end of your life, the end of all humanity as we know it. I mean, it's nearly time, you know? So that's the only thing I could explain it to you by saying. And now that it's clear you don't understand me, I'm just gonna, you know, continue with the previous engagement as it was. And you don't have to even be there or pay attention. I used to think, if you're not here, why would I continue? But then you don't exist. So I just stopped existing myself, and then it seems like it just keeps working that way. And, you know, that's good enough for me. I don't need things to be perfect, you know. I just want that kind of incidental, infirmed, kind of monumental, telepathic trio. The kind of thing that you didn't need to know unless you were there in the first place. Which you weren't. So how could you expect to have anything to say about it? It's not my problem. It's not even my jurisdiction to have that kind of a problem. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think you know what I mean. Yeah, I think you're starting to get the picture. Yeah, I'm really impressed with your ability to work it out over time. I've really tried to be clear, and everybody tells me I'm not making any sense, and it's creepy and weird. That's sort of the point, isn't it? 1-800-WEIRDOS. You'd think it would be clear enough by now. And I certainly would have. I would have said, look, it's not gonna require any sort of a special thing, you know, that I don't need to know about. But eventually I'll have to change it and recreate it in some sort of way that makes us feel comfortable together. You know what I mean? Sorry, I just assumed that that was already taken care of, but apparently it was never taken care of, in which case I feel so embarrassed. I wish I could just turn it all into a small brown piece of paper and write on it with a crayon. You know, if I could just explain it like that, crayon writing with pieces of brown paper that have been torn from paper bags from the inside of the plastic bag when they're double bagged like that, which nobody, you know, really bothers to do anymore. It's an old type of courtesy that you don't get every day. I mean, I get it every day, but you don't get it every day. Some days I wonder about you, you know. I really do. That doesn't seem possible. How could they just put the output with that and then it just doesn't even know? How can they insult me by doing it that way? It makes me so angry. Sometimes I want to rant and rave for minutes on end, and then I don't even know why I'm doing it. But you don't know why I'm doing it either, and yet you're the one listening. But it's only because someone told you that if you tune in, you'd listen to it, and then eventually you'd start to notice what the problem is. And I wouldn't be able to explain it to you, but I could tell you more about it when you got here. And of course, I do my best just to say, you know, it's a dream come true, Bill. And no prohibition either. It's an intense downtown intensity. And I don't, will I make it through the day? Will I make it through the afternoon? Who can say? Will I make it through the evening? Who can say? Someone can say. You can say whatever you want. Freedom of speech, you know what I mean? But I don't understand any of it. None of it. It's not my fault. I never intended to understand any of it. It's you that decided that it was supposed to be understood in some way. Some kind of way. Way cool is what we were hoping you'd say. But you didn't. You thought it was just awful. Just awful. Just awful. And that made me feel real bad. I felt bad about it. It's just time. You know what I mean? It's just time. Time isn't really appropriate if you're going to measure it that way. I don't understand the particular need you have to break it down into parts of time, seconds and minutes and days and hours. I mean, if I were up to me, I would just call it time. Time served. The beginning, the same moment. It's all the same moment. Why do you have to even bother me with the idea of time? It's all the same. And I'm trying to explain, but you don't want to listen. You're the one who was listening before. You listened before, and then you stopped listening, and then you listened again. I can do this, you know. I'm allowed to do this, you know, because it's my show. So if you're thinking, what the hell is he doing? Get a show of your own, and then you can do this too. I mean, I don't have to confine myself to the parameters that you think of as what makes a show. What do you know? You're listening to this right now and you don't even know. And that's the point. That's my whole point. Don't you understand? Someday in the future, I think you'll understand. I think eventually you'll understand. I mean, I don't know. It may take you like 10 years or something, or maybe it'll take me 10 years. I don't know. But if I keep trying and you keep trying, keep stopping. You keep, that doesn't even, what, stopping me, and it's not making sense. I don't understand what, it's just, what are you doing to me? It's, hello? They're trying to keep us apart. It's, it's so upsetting when they try to separate us like that. It's scary to me. Have you guessed the title of today's show? Oh, you already read it online before you started listening? You knew that the name of this show was almost the thing. That's what I think it is. It's the almost thing. It's really the almost thing. I don't understand why it's almost the thing. It really should be there. It really should be there the whole time. It's the almost thing. It's the almost thing. It's almost the thing that I was telling you about. It reminds me of the thing that I was telling you about. Don't you believe me? That's all there is. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say good night. I hope you enjoyed the show. It's a kind of a show that I hope you'll enjoy. And if you don't enjoy it, it's the end of the show. It's the end of the show now. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.